Okay, so, and I have a happy surprise this morning. I am not double booked. I am triple booked this morning. We're going to have Becky Spohr coming in from the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area here in just a little bit. But before that, let's go to the phone line right now. We have Jen Uecker from Paws On, because it is Wet Nose Wednesday, Jen. And we have a critter that we're going to be talking about this morning. Who is our spotlighted critter this morning?
Good morning. Today I actually have two. As I was scrolling through all our wonderful animals looking for our feature today, I came across Tootsie and Tigger. Now, they are siblings, one male and one female. They came in to us last April, so they've been with us for about 15 months or so now. But it turns out that their birthday was just a couple days ago, so that's what made them stick out with me today. So they just turned 3 years old. They're beautiful tiger-striped, dark marking cat with a beautiful white chest and little white feet. And they're just so cute and so sweet. And they've been with us for way too long, and they're just looking for their forever home.
And you get a pair of cats, and sometimes that's the way to do it, is with a pair of cats, because
You know, that happens more often than you would think. Somebody comes in looking for one, and our volunteers are so great. They know who's bonded with, you know, with the other cats, whether they're biological siblings or not, who their best friends are, who they'd be lost without. And I tell you what, a lot of times these families go home with a pair.
Yeah.
So this would definitely be one. They wouldn't have to go together, but it sure would be wonderful if they did.
It would be. And the website that folks can go to?
PeerPaws.com.
Okay. Now, we talked about the cats. Now, we've also talked to two that you've only had like one or two dogs that you've had in homes. Do you have any more dogs that are coming in too?
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned that can change in a minute. You know, we might go from one or two to the next week having a dozen. And that is absolutely the case. We had a couple of days where we didn't have any, and now we rack up to nine again. It seems to be lab season right now up there at Paws, and we've got at least four labs looking for homes, a couple of yellows, two black labs. We've got a collie. Yeah, the variety is wonderful up there, but we have nine dogs now in our care.
All right.
Even 10. I think we may have gotten one more in yesterday, so that our count sure fluctuates up and down rapidly.
And you also have a range in ages too. I mean, sometimes you'll have them pretty young, sometimes you'll have an older dog and stuff like that too, right?
Yes. Yep. Right now, I think the youngest we have is right around a year, but then we've got some up in the 7, 8, 9 years old range also.
All right. And nothing better in the world. Nothing better in the world than an old dog, I tell you.
They're
just mellow.
They learn their place in the house quick. They're calm. They're mellow. They just want to be there by their family and hang out and show love and support. Yep, absolutely.
All right. So, again, tell us the names of the cats in case somebody is looking to maybe adopt them.
Tootsie and Tigger.
Okay.
And you can search for those on our website there. We feed all of our animals go in through the website Pet Finder. And it auto feeds onto our website, so you can see an updated listing at all times on our website. Tootsie and Tigger today.
So, and the great deal is too that if you adopt a pet from Paws, you get a free bag of food from Sioux Nation.
Absolutely, yes. Sioux Nation is such an incredible supporter of our mission that they are offering a free starter bag of food with all adoptions.
All right. Well, Jen, it was great talking with you again. And Tootsie and Tigger, let's hopefully we find them a home and the other cats that you have, and then the dogs too. There's nothing better than a lab, I'll just tell you.
Yeah. You know, I just have one quick second. I know you're busy this morning, but I heard your previous guest talk about Fort Pierce Summer Night.
Mm-hmm.
And Paws is going to be providing the dinner for the August 13th Fort Pierce Summer Nights. We've been there the last two summers.
Okay.
We do a dinner during one of those evenings and offer the food at a free will donation. We've always had such a wonderful turnout, and it's a great way to pop out and enjoy, you know, a beautiful summer evening, see what Fort Pierce has to offer over there, and support Paws all at the same time.
All right. Well, you have that plug in. Then we're going to have to put the plug in for the Miracle Children's Miracle Network, right? There's something special going on with that.
There is, but I see you tomorrow for that.
Oh, so you
I'll
do?
I'll put on my Dairy Queen hat tomorrow, and I'll talk to you about that tomorrow.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Miracle Treat Day tomorrow as well. So, Jen, great talking with you, and we'll talk with you later.
You as well.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, once again there, and then we have Becky Spohr that's going to be coming in from the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area, and we're going to do that in 30 seconds.